The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
But dry throughout this weekend.
It's 11 minutes after 8, 770-5633. Open phones on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Dave, you got a pebble in there someplace.
Well, it's more like excitement because the Prime Minister of Greenland has mentioned that he would like independence from Denmark. And remember, Greenland, they're mostly Inuit, which is the same tribe in Alaska.
Right.
So that's the biggest population there. And Denmark doesn't invest in Greenland. They would look to the United States to do investments to improve the lives of the people of Greenland that live there. And I think that would be an interesting thing because of all the minerals. By the way, they have geothermal heat in a lot of those places because of the volcanic activity.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of which, did you hear that Klamath Falls is looking to expand their geothermal from their area in the downtown sector?
Well, that would be a good thing. Mm-hmm. Remember the cogen plant that's out there. They use partial geothermal in it to heat the water to 160 degrees, and then they use natural gas to bring it up to steam level. So, and they're recycling sewer water, once it's been treated.
Yeah, as long as they're not recycling sewer water in the drinking water plant. I'm not a fan of that. I know you hear about there are areas that are doing that. I just don't know if I like that idea. Do you?
No, I don't like that idea either.
Yeah.
But to clean the water up and then use it in a power plant, it actually distills it.
Yeah.
And then when they put it in the they cool it down and they dump it back into the Klamath River.
All right. Appreciate the call there, Dave. 770-5633. Next up on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, and who might you be? Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Bill Brad here. Good morning to you.
Hi, Brad. What's on your mind?
Man, I'll tell you what, this water heater ban that Biden signed is on my mind. I know that you've looked into that, Bill. Are you as concerned about this as I am?
As a matter of fact, I am, because everything seems to be, well, this is about reducing the emissions from natural gas. This is what the Biden administration is doing, and it is going to increase the cost of water heating. And I would imagine this is ultimately to push more people into those electric water heaters, you know, the ones like the heat pumps, like what I have. Would that be fair? So, is that where they're going?
No, Bill, this is much, much, much worse than that. So first of all, we need to, you're a kind person, so you'll tolerate this trip into mathematics here for a minute.
Okay.
So a tankless water heater, the reason that you have a tankless water heater is it heats water on demand, right? Compared to the water heaters that guys like you and I grew up with.
You'd have to heat the water and store it. And store hot water in a big tank, and
right.
Yeah, 40, right. 60, right. 80 gallon. Yeah.
Right, right. Typical one, millions of them across the United States, 50 gallons, two electric elements, rinse about 5,500 watts. So the tankless idea is it heats water on demand, and the idea there is because you're not paying to heat water that is stored.
You're ultimately saving energy, right?
Right, mm-hmm. But the way that it works is it converts a massive amount of BTUs into hot water very quickly. Those tankless water heaters, those gas ones, are about 199,000 BTU units. Right? And the reason they're 199 is because at 200 they become a boiler, and there's a whole bunch of code issues that kick in at that point. But most of them are right up at 200,000. Now, to replace 200,000 BTUs of gas heat is 56.5 kilowatts. That's what it converts to.
Boy, that is a huge amount of electricity on demand instantly, right?
It's right, exactly. So what you have is you have an impossible situation. Here you have the old style, the 50-gallon water heaters, which, you know, you got 5,500 watts is what they run on. They heat the water up to about 120 degrees, and then they just cycle throughout the day. Excuse me. And so what Biden's ban does, if they eliminate these tankless water heaters, it's literally impossible to replace that much energy with an electric device. It would take 10 times the amount of electricity that your entire house runs on just to run your water heater.
Thank you for explaining it. I think people grasp that. And I don't know if the president, if the incoming president can get rid of that rule or not. How difficult would that be in your view, having watched the regulatory state, Brad?
Yeah. So he's doing it by executive order, and he's doing it through one of the administrative branches. But the bigger story here, somebody has to be making a bunch of money out of this deal. There is things like this do not happen unless somebody is making a lot of money. Somebody really smart like you, Bill, needs to dig into this thing and find out who benefits from this absolutely insane policy.
Oh, yeah. I'll get right on that, okay? I'll get on that with my staff. Scuba Steve is laughing in the other room, but I appreciate the call, really. 770-5633. If you are on, I will be right with you. And we're getting a pretty full board in here, but it's Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. My pebble has to do with the speed limit changes in downtown Medford. And Newswatch 12 ended up doing an interesting story the other day about the number of tickets, which have soared from 163 in the downtown area to 5,665 times. And that's just between October and December of 2024. That's how many times that they caught people going too fast. All right. And naturally, what comes out of the government is that, well, we're telling people that you guys have got to slow down here. Well, it would seem to me that if you see the cameras grabbing people speeding 5,664 times, that's the real speed limit. You're supposed to be setting the speed limit. The way it's always been working in the state before is that you try to set the speed limit at a reasonable rate that was pretty close to what most people are comfortable doing in a particular area. Otherwise, all you're doing is chiseling people out of money. So do you have an opinion on this one way or the other? Are you willing to go to the city council and say, reverse the decisions to lower the speed limit? Why or why not? 770-5633. We'll talk about that and so much more. Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday.
This hour of the Bill Myers Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company takes pride ensuring their customers get fresh, clean water from field to faucet. Here's a review from Stephanie.
Justin and the team are awesome. We've called them out to our home on two separate occasions, and both times they came and fixed our issues in a quick, efficient, and friendly manner. I can't recommend them enough. We'll only be using Siskiyou in the future.
Providing fresh water for Rogue Valley residents for over 50 years. Visit SiskiyouPump.com.
Welcome to Dustin Curbs Parking Lot Maintenance, where exceptional parking lot maintenance services are provided to Southern Oregon. From lot sweeping to construction cleanup, pressure washing to snow plowing and de-icing, Dustin Curbs ensures properties remain in top condition year-round. Recognized as the gold medalist of Southern Oregon in 2023, Dustin Curbs is trusted to deliver top quality service. Visit DustinCurb.com to make an appointment and keep your parking lot safe, clean, and inviting. That's DustinCurb.com.
Kim Commando is sponsored locally by Tech Nomad, your trusted local computer repair expert service done remotely by drop-off or they'll come to you. Visit mytechnomad.com.
Welcome to our annual Scam Week. Each year, we take the first week of January to help you fight the scammers and the cyber crooks. Today, it's the fake PayPal invoice scam. I'm Kim Commando for ExpressVPN. Get 4 extra months free at expressvpn.com/Kim. If you have a PayPal account, I'd be surprised if you're not hit with the fake invoice scam. In your email, you receive a real invoice from PayPal. It says that someone, let's call him John Smith, has requested payment from you for $900 or maybe up to $3,000. It's usually an odd amount to make it seem legit. The scammer hopes you'll just pay it, and many do. Behind the scenes, it works like this. Any member of PayPal can ask any other member for money. PayPal is just the facilitator. Whether or not you send the money, it's up to you. There's even a phone number to call. Do not call it. That's not PayPal. It's the scammer. Remember, do not pay any invoice you're not expecting. And stay tech ahead in 2025 with my free newsletter at GetKim.com. Everyone's talking about how ChatGPT and AI will change the world. But guess what? The same big tech companies that determine your search results are investing in it. What makes you wonder, why would they continue to link to third-party sites when their robot can generate the perfect response? That's why I use ExpressVPN to add a layer of protection between me and big tech. ExpressVPN hides my unique IP, making it much more difficult for big tech to identify who I am and link me with my online activities. Plus, it encrypts all my online traffic, keeping me safe from hackers and prying eyes. I've been using ExpressVPN for years. It's easy to use. Just fire up the app and tap Connect. And one subscription covers up to 5 devices, so your whole family can use it. Go to expressvpn.com/Kim right now, and you get 3 extra months free. That's expressvpn.com/Kim to get the VPN rated number 1 by me. expressvpn.com/Kim.
Hear KMED in Grants Pass on 105.9 K290 AF Rogue River in South Jackson County on 106.7 K294 AS Ashland.
8:22 on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. And we're going to the phones. And I think Michael's here. Michael, we were talking about the speeding tickets, the explosion of speeding tickets in downtown Medford. And this after the slowdown to about 20 in many of those parts of the business district. And the citations have skyrocketed there. Newswatch 12's talking about going up from 163 citations during the same month in 2023 to more, 5,665 times that the cameras caught people speeding in downtown Medford. So what is the right speed for downtown Medford? What do you think, Michael? What are you doing?
Well, I am one of the 5,000. I consider myself, not a speeding giant, but I love your intro song, I Can't Drive 55, right?
Right.
So I've been living here, 30-plus years, and downtown I always drive 30 miles an hour. So when I get a camera ticket, and I watch the video, I'm doing 31. Well, if I'm doing 31 and a 20, that fine is $165. And I've been driving downtown for a very long time, hasn't had any problems. So these kinds of draconian speed reduction, they do nothing really to change the behavior of drivers that have been here forever and think that they're driving a safe speed. So I believe that downtown should not be anything less than 25, preferably 30.
Okay. Well, the way I'm looking at this, I know that government will always tend to take the wrong message from this, and I couldn't help but chuckle as the public information officer at MPD, Jeff Kirkpatrick, says, we're just asking people to slow down. No, you are taxing people for not listening to you. The thing is, though, is that it's the people's roads, and it's well known in traffic circles that people will tend to drive in an area at a speed that feels right for the conditions here. And that's why speed limits are usually adjusted to match reality. And that if you're going to pop people for speeding, they're way outside the mainstream, right? So it would seem that you are in the old mainstream, but they're trying to come up with a new mainstream. Huh? What do you think about that?
I am in the old mainstream. I think that downtown driving 25 to 30 is more than reasonable. And when they drop it to 20, and not really seeing the signs or not even paying attention to the signs, there's a number of different places within downtown that says, still say 25.
Yep.
And if they say 25, and then you have another section that's 20, why is that? That's because they want to raise revenue. They're not trying to slow people down.
Are you willing to then go to your city council and talk with them about it and express yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that the punitiveness of government is alive and well.
Of course, there's a part of me that makes me wonder if the reason they wanted to have these cameras going and nailing people for thousands and thousands of dollars is maybe to pay off the eventual people who were screwed in the red light camera over in South Medford. You have to wonder. So we have to screw the speeders downtown to take up with the people that the city screwed over at the red light camera. I don't know.
Well, they've got to be able to pay for these cameras, and they got to pay for the people to manage them. But the interesting thing about this ticket is that you can go online and see yourself either running the red light or speeding. It doesn't show the actual speed that you're going, but when I saw myself, I saw it being a little bit faster than the guy next to me.
Uh-huh.
So the guy next to me is probably doing 25. He's doing 27 or 28.
Mm-hmm.
And then I pass him a little bit on the right-hand side, and they nab me for 31. Well, I have no idea. I have no idea whether I'm doing 31 or I'm doing 29 or whatever, but it is a safe speed.
Thank you very much, and that is the operative team. What they consider safe, they want to turn it into a car-free area, ultimately, I think is where they're going with that, Michael. Appreciate the call. All right, let us go to line three. That means Brad's here. Hello, Brad.
Hey, man. How did you know I had polka-dotted underwear on?
Yep. Got to have a polka on for you.
Oh, my God.
Happy New Year there. How you doing?
Hey, I love listening to you because you're such a force to reckon with on information.
Well, that's very nice.
The reason I called, I'm a business guy. I'm 70. I still work because I have to.
Mm-hmm.
Provide the kind of lifestyle I want, which I enjoy, but I am looking at history and I'm looking at fiscal management, and where I'm going with this is what has happened in the last 4 years under the current management style nationally, and one of the major factors was COVID. What has COVID done to our economy? I'll give you some measurements. You're probably aware of this because you keep an eye on all forms of knowledge. You know the Walgreens has decided to shut down 1,200 locations?
Yeah, we've witnessed that already in Southern Oregon, closed down several months ago. Yes.
They're one of many, and it's the impact of COVID and the style of management that comes from, you know, the Republicans have their issues, but Democrats, they've hurt our economy over the last 50 years. Way more than Republicans have. And how I measure that is I just look at retail. We are going to see in the next 2 years this massive exodus of business out of the marketplace because they can't make a living.
You're already seeing this happen. Well, look at how many going out of business signs have you seen around Southern Oregon in the last few weeks here? And it's not just Big Lots, but there have been other ones too. It's an interesting time. Yeah, it's kind of showing the rot in the system, which has been self-inflicted, I think, honestly. We'll see.
Well, and the reality of it is, you know, I saw this happening, well, 5-6 years ago when they started talking about jacking up the wage limitations for those in the food industry, going to $15 an hour. I said, there's a huge ramification of jacking up wages. There has to be compensation. When they did that in Seattle, the immediate impact was a large number of restaurants went out of business.
And is it morally superior to be laid off because the wages have been raised, but yet you know you can be satisfied knowing that, well, the people who remain, though, are going to make that wage, but I'm not.
And so it boils down to your previous caller talking about this whole speed thing, and it's bureaucrats sucking the blood out of a taxpayer.
Appreciate the call there. I appreciate the call. Do you have a point that to make from this to wrap that? Put a little bow on it.
You know what? Keep an eye on what's happening. Keep your eyes open, and thank God I work, and there's lots of people trying to make a living.
All right. Thank you for the call there, Brad. Let me go to line two. You're up on Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rick.
Hi, Rick.
Howdy. Hey, I'm one of those lucky people who just received his $165 ticket also.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. It got me curious about... I start thinking about these radar vans that are around. And so I just looked up on the ORSs and four interesting points that are in the ORSs. One says that a sign is required to display the driver's current rate of speed that's posted between 100 to 400 yards before the location of each fixed photo radar unit.
Yes. And that's when you'll see the little, the little sign, which I think is, it's a pretty small sign. You know, that one, they always put it on the sidewalk or something, maybe right. You know, just a, 100 feet or so before. I rarely see it more than 100.
So I was popped at Riverside and 8th.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no sign prior to that. Second point from the ORSs was that may not be used a sign posted that says, quote, traffic laws photo enforced.
I wonder if that satisfies the statute, because they have that sign up on all of the entries into the city. Everywhere you're coming into the city, you see traffic laws photo enforced. I wonder if that satisfies that. I don't know.
The ORS identifies that sign that, quote, says specifically traffic laws photo enforced must be between 100 and 400 yards before the location of the photo radar unit.
Have you measured the distance between the sign and what happens?
There is no sign that says that specific term, which is specifically identified in the ORSs. There is no sign like that along Riverside.
Well, that could be interesting. Maybe you could take that up with Joe Charter over there in the Justice Court. Yeah.
Point three also says that an indication of the actual speed of the vehicle is displayed between 150 feet of the location of the photo radar unit.
So you're supposed to have a sign saying how fast you're going, right?
Exactly. That's what the ORS says.
Huh.
And then point four front again.
Well, there are some of those signs with the flashy light there that you usually start nagging at you, slow down, aren't there? Aren't there or not?
Well, I'm being selfish and just talking about my specific instance.
Okay.
And which I imagine would also apply to a whole bunch of other people that you pointed out how many more people have been cited. And the fourth point, again, from the ORS is may not be used for more than 4 hours per day at any one location. I'm going to guess those cameras are going pretty much all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if those permanently fixed signs are under a different ORS or not. You might have to do a little more investigating on that. There's probably an exception for the fixed cameras that are always on because, after all, they're there to keep you there. Those cameras are there to keep you safe. Okay. Repeat after me. All right.
Right.
Yeah. Let me know what you find out. 770-5633. I'll take one more call and then we'll have to close this segment off. Hi. Good morning. Who's this?
Hey, Bill. Would that be me?
That would be you. Hey, Matt. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, so my pebble in my shoe is Walmart.
Yeah.
I went in there yesterday to buy some carb cleaner, a phone charging cord, and some motor oil. And the motor oil you could just grab off the shelf, but the other stuff was locked up. And it's annoying enough that it's locked up, but I'm annoyed at the people who work there that act put out when you lock everything up. Now,
oh, so you're having to ask, hey, can I get to the cleaner here? And now I understand the reason Walmart does this is because you got dirtbags stealing the store's blind. You know that, right?
That's right. The thing so I kind of get the phone charging cord because everybody has a phone. But carb cleaner? I was like, are people really stealing cans of carburetor cleaner and parts cleaner?
Huh.
I was there a couple of weeks ago to buy one of those paint pens so I could, mark stuff. And they were $2.50 each. The guy comes over, unlocks it for me, had to get the manager because the other guy couldn't figure it out. He gets the pens out. He hands them to me, and he says, oh, are you checking out right now? I said, no, I have some other shopping to do. And he says, well, let me have those back. He goes, I'll put them up in customer service. And I looked at him. I go, what? And he says, well, yeah, you know, I got to put them in customer service. You have to pick them up on the way out. This is right before Christmas. So I do the rest of my shopping. I go over to the customer service, and there's a 20-minute line.
And then if you end up going into the self-serve line, was that the self-serve line or someone that would actually do it for you?
Well, no, Bill. This was the customer service department. So these are people returning stuff.
Okay. All right.
So then after I did that, then I was going to have to go. You know what I did? There were these two really sweet gals who worked there. They looked like they were both cashiers.
Okay, back off your phone a little bit, though. Back off your phone a little bit, okay? Because I know you're excited.
Yeah. Anyway, so I walked over there. I said, I just got these two paint pens. The guy unlocked them for me, and he put them in customer service. I don't have 20 minutes to wait in that line. Any chance one of you ladies could go over there and grab them for me? Oh, sure. So they did. One of the ladies went over, actually grabbed my pens and gave them to me so I could check out. But just think about this. For $5, I probably took up $20
of time
of customer service pay.
Yeah.
For a $5 item. Huh. By the way, I did read a story a couple of weeks ago that Walmart is discussing putting body cams on the people who work at the checkout stands.
Yes. Well, you know why they're doing that? It's so that they can have the dirtbags doing really disgusting, ugly things they can put on the people of Walmart website, okay? And they're going to charge. They'll start charging for the people of Walmart to be able to view that. So you see all the disgusting stuff that goes on there and the funny stuff, the crazy stuff, you know?
Yep.
Thanks, Matt. Sorry for your trouble. Oh, my gosh. As far as the, locking up the carburetor cleaner behind, I don't know. You know, there's a possibility. This may be a possibility. They may be huffing that stuff, Matt. Now that I think about it, they could be huffing. Maybe we have the drug addicts that are will spray some of that stuff out and sniff the methanol. I think a lot of that's methanol. It's used in there. I could be wrong. Hi, KMED. Good morning. Who's this? Welcome.
Hi, this is Mark.
Yeah, hey, Mark, can you turn your radio down there? Thanks.
I don't know how to use my mom's radio.
You don't know how to use your mom's radio?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, stand away from it then. What's on your mind?
I want to find out from you about what you're talking about on the traffic cameras.
Oh yeah, downtown. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, downtown. I had gotten caught through there.
Uh-huh. How many times?
Just once.
Okay.
But at that moment when I got caught, I was feeling really tired and on that day too.
Mm-hmm.
What are you
looking to get someone to, you know, go easy on you because you were tired that day?
Yeah, pretty much. I had pleaded guilty on the ticket.
Oh,
and now that I'm hearing you talking about it and explaining the reason why they did the 20 miles an hour to 20 to 30,
yeah,
through there. I was wondering, is there a way of fighting that?
Fighting any traffic ticket, of course, is a challenge. I forget, were you given the option to go to justice court with Joe Charter, or would it be municipal court? Municipal court. It might be municipal court where you'd have to fight that one. I don't know.
I got to go through municipal court.
Okay. Well, I would just say, okay, go in there. I would like to explain the circumstances and see if they'll cut you a break for being a low energy driver. Okay.
Okay.
All right. All right. Thanks. And ask mom how to use the radio next time too. All right. Appreciate the call. 770-5633. Let me go to line one. Hi. Good morning. Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Hi.
Garth Harrington.
Hey, Garth. How you doing?
Well, fine. Look, I've got a whole string of things here, so I'm just going to fire them at you and you guys toss it around. Okay?
All right. You go ahead. Throw a softball.
The first two words out of my mouth are school zone.
Uh-huh.
You can deal with that.
Okay.
The second one is the southern border. These are the rewards of not enforcing the law. We now have chaos on the border.
Indeed.
And number three, I think I forgot number three, all I'm saying is the difference between 25 and 20 is not that big a deal. And, you know, if you can't control yourself to that, then, you know, there's a very strong chance that you can't just, everybody else is going to drive 20, you're going to drive 30.
All right. Here's the point, though. Here's the point. When you have 5,600-something violations there in one month period, right, what that is saying is that the standard is unreasonable. The rules about setting law, about setting speeds, have always been about what will most people tend to drive in a particular area, and they're supposed to be they're supposed to be taking this into account. I don't think they're doing that there. The desire is that they just want people to go slow through downtown Medford is all. They want them to go slow through downtown.
That's right.
Except that area is a main thoroughfare to get north-south without having to use Interstate 5. There aren't many options to that.
Do you think we ought to put it at 30?
That's where it was.
I know. And you know, you had traffic death. We know that. And we had a lot of people, you know, I've seen terrible situations down there. And I'm a sinner, I'll tell you. I got caught by a ticket, by a camera. Mm-hmm. And believe me, it converted me.
It converted you, okay. All right, so, hey, good. You're a good complier. You're a good complier, Garth. I'm having fun with you. You know that, right?
I know that, but unfortunately, but I go back to the number two point, pardon me, I'm in the middle of breakfast. The real point here is, the third point, pardon me, to me was, okay, since we're allowing people to violate the law, now merchants have to pay the price by having to close their stores.
Mm-hmm.
That's the price of ignoring the law.
Indeed. And thank you for the call. We're going to break here for a little bit. This is the Bill Meyer Show. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
We've had a lot of rain this year and a lot more people struggling to make ends meet. But we're happy to announce that the 14th annual Wipeout Hunger Drive at Kelly's Automotive Service will start on January 13th. If you bring in 40 ounces or more Peanut Sun soy or almond butter and 10 or more ounces of jelly to either the Grants Pass or Medford location of Kelly's, we'll exchange that food for wiper blades installed up to $35 in value. Wipeout Hunger ends on February 7th. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Rule number one, if you're looking to sell a home, choose a local real estate agent. Hey, it's Lars. And why? It starts with an overall knowledge of the area. But even more importantly, a local agent is a friend and neighbor who cares about the community just as much as you do. In the Medford area, that'd be my good friend Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty. Jared's a native of the Pacific Northwest, and his wife, Colette, is a former Oregon Young Mother of the Year. The Hokansons love Southern Oregon so much, they decided to raise their family there. If you're thinking of selling, Jared Hokanson guarantees to sell your home. And if he can't get it sold at a price and deadline you both agree to, Jared will buy it himself. Some restrictions do apply. Find out what your property is worth for free and instantly. 541-772-SOLD.com. Call Jared today at 541-772-SOLD. That's 541-772-7653. Jared Hokanson of Hokanson Realty.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is sponsored by Fontana Roofing. For roofing, gutters, and sheet metal services, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
So, I've been thinking about how nimble and responsive Fontana Roofing is.
And?
Humor me. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Picture, if you will, an unassuming but charming home pending for sale. Suddenly, the tenuous boundary between buyer and seller is a paper-thin, worn membrane of composite material. Beyond lies a harmonious transaction in ruin. Ladies and gentlemen, you make a tenuous phone call and enter the wondrous dimension of customer satisfaction. Next stop, the re-roof zone.
The re-roof zone? Why don't we just say that Fontana Roofing, thanks to their long employee retention, have experienced teams of expert efficient roofers that are often able to react to our customers' unique situations and turn their jobs around fast without sacrificing quality.
Okay, but I kind of wanted to work in how we have the ability to bend the fabric of space and time.
Let's just let our customers assume that.
Fair enough.
If time is of the essence, visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Hey, Michael, you wanted to call back. Go ahead. Good to have you on.
I had to weigh in, Bill, because when a guy like Garth Harrington says that he was quote-unquote converted because he got a ticket going downtown, and his reasoning was that they have had some issues with pedestrians. And sure, you know, there's going to be those kinds of accidents that happen, but how often does that happen in order to be punitive to the drivers to the tune of 5,000 brand new tickets? The logic is not quite there yet, and so the conversion is exactly what the government overlords want. They want to beat you into submission by picking your pocket once again.
All right. Thank you for the call, Michael. Ed, hello, Mr. X. Good to hear from you. What are you thinking?
Bill, I'm sitting back, looking and thinking back on this whole system of punitive harms for driving somewhere has evolved through what they call transportation safety plans, whatever. But it's basically related to sustainable development. But let's break it down to a point where people have a clear-cut understanding. 5,000 tickets at $165. I just did a quick calculation. It was $825,000. Mm-hmm. Okay. And what was the duration of time? It was 1 month, I think it was.
I don't have the story in front. Let me take a look at this. Between October and December.
Okay. So now they are now going to collect $825,000 based upon a traffic infraction that was previously not a traffic infraction. Now that is subcontracted through the camera people who are out of state. If I remember correctly, mm-hmm. That's the way it was with the original camera system. I presume it's the same. It's an enlargement. Now this money goes to them. Okay, they get paid for this. We're now doing an organized criminal activity in my mind, because it shouldn't be happening in the first place. The reality is, Medford, you had a gentleman on your show here, it was a year ago or whatever, but he was talking about the reduction in businesses in downtown Medford. Let's look at our area. Let's look at the viability and the vibrance of our community, how it's diminishing with these ridiculous moves, and it's all related to the state of Oregon coming in with their move to eliminate carbon from the atmosphere and to reduce vehicle miles traveled. So they want to penalize you for going downtown to do business with someone.
And so instant, fewer emissions, but also then less business. And so I guess all you can do is just rise up in outrage and tell your city council to not sign on to those proposals. That's all you can do.
If you track it down, whoever made this decision, and it normally will come down to the city council, okay, the reality to it is it's ridiculous. They are destroying your city. They're destroying the strength and the economic vitality of our region by doing this. This stuff is what has to stop.
Thank you very much. Good statement there, Ed. It is 10 before 9. All right. Now, after you've been screwed $165 for getting popped by one of those cameras, you need to save some money, all right? And saving money is what we do here on Open for Business when we talk with locally owned and operated businesses. And as a matter of fact, I imagine Charisse at No Wires Now, you could probably do some work there, darling, right? You could do some work, darling, and then save more than enough to make up for the speed camera fine, right? Couldn't you do that?
You know what? I wanted to bring that up. My daughter just got a ticket. I think it's on Riverside. Was driving my business car. It wasn't in her name. It was in my business name. I got a $165 ticket, and my insurance is going up like from $600 a month to $900. I'm freaking out about it. And so I told my family, do not be driving downtown anymore. Just like he said, it hurts businesses. I said, we are not going that way ever. You're going to have to go a different route. And it doesn't even feel like you're going that fast, and you get a ticket right there. And the camera gave Lyle a ticket there, too. So we've had two people in our family get a ticket there.
Yeah, so yeah. In other words, you're feeling the pain there, too. You are there, though, to help people feel a little bit better, at least at NoWiresNow.com, about ways to save money on your phones and your internet and your various other forms of entertainment, television, and so much more. And my name is actually worth something if you switched a dish over there at No Wires. How much is my name worth to people if you mention my name?
$200 Visa card if you switch.
Woohoo!
And, and then I can help you lower your Spectrum internet bill to $30 a month. And then I can also help you get free cell phone service for a whole year, which is, that's a huge amount of savings.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Each phone after that's only $30 a month, unlimited talk, text, and data. It's through Verizon. It's worth it just to come talk to me. You know, if you're like, oh, I don't really want to switch. You know, I'm going to save you money.
Well, look at how I dragged my feet becoming one of your clients for a while, didn't I? Right?
Yeah.
I dragged my feet. It's like, oh, I don't know if I want to switch to Dish. I'm happy with my stupid TiVo, which, by the way, I broke apart and scrapped the other day. I've had it sitting on a shelf for a number of years. And I went there, and then I got the Dish, and I got the remote control that you have, the Hopper, and I just love it. And it works really great, and we talk to it all the time. And I like the fact that the remote doesn't listen to you when you're not pushing the listen button. I like that part.
Right.
Unlike everything else. Unlike my cell phone. But, be that as it may.
I had one of your listeners call me last week, and Spectrum ran lines to his house, and he signed up with Spectrum and not me, and if they're running lines to your house, call me. I'm going to give you way better service than a 1-800 number. You know, if you have issues, if they run the line on top of the ground, anything like that, I'm going to take better care of you. So please, if you're getting Spectrum lines to your house, call me first.
Okay. One way or the other, the whole idea is that you become a client of Charisse, Lyle and Charisse, over at No Wires Now. It's at 1560 Biddle Road, Suite B in Medford, nowiresnow.com. Also, the website is that Charisse is going to take care of you, and even if you're going to switch to different services, you take back the old equipment, you take care of all that legwork, right? You make it so easy. It really is.
Yeah. Lyle installs it for free. He brings me back your old equipment. I help you cancel your old service. I take the equipment back, just like you said. I take really good care. I spoil you rotten.
All right. And this is what you do. Write this number down, or if you can't write it down, email me at the station, and I'll get it to you. 541-680-5875. 541-680-5875. You could call her right now, leave a message. You could also text message her, send a copy of the bill that you're looking to get work on. She'll go to work on it, and then, you know, restrictions can apply here. You just never know. Not everybody has access to all the different services that she talks about, but she'll go to work with you on this, okay? Is that a good way of putting it? We'll just leave it there.
Yes. Yes.
All right. And remember, mention that you heard about this on the Bill Meyer Show, and you get a $200 Visa gift card when you switch to Dish. All right, find out more at nowiresnow.com. Anything else before we take off? And I'm sorry about your daughter getting, you know, popped with that ticket.
It's not a great thing. But I just got back from Vegas. Happy New Year's, everyone.
Yeah.
I got interviewed on the news in Vegas live on New Year's Eve, Lyle and I did, which was amazing.
Wow.
And so I'm really hoping that this year is going to be an awesome year for everyone.
Yeah. By the way, if you're getting screwed on your insurance, you might want to talk to my other sponsor, Steve Yancey, my friend. Okay, 261-5444.
Yes,
okay,
well,
you do that.
What was his name again?
Steve Yancey at Sky Park. 261.
Okay, I'll give him a call.
261-5444. Thanks, Charisse.
Today.
All right.
Thanks, Phil.
See, we're going to hit everybody here. Hitting everybody. It's 856.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your tonneau cover source. Tonneau covers are a great way to secure and protect the cargo in your bed from the elements. Styles from Truck Gear, Mack Industries, Undercover, and more. Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your one-stop accessory and protection shop.
Getting ready to move? Crosstown Movers agent for Beacons Van Lines is Southern Oregon's trusted name for moving and storage, with professional, friendly service and affordable rates for moving locally, statewide, or across the country. Crosstown Movers is your local Penske truck rental dealer with a huge selection of boxes and supplies. Crosstown Movers also has 20-foot outdoor mini storage units available for rent at 411 First Street in Medford. So when you're moving or just storing, save time and stress and check out Crosstown Movers. Mover.net for all of your moving and storage needs.
Disasters happen, and Oregon faces a range of disaster threats, including earthquakes, floods, and storms. You can prepare now by taking three important steps. Step one, contact your insurance company to make sure you have the right amounts and types of coverage. Step two, create a home inventory by taking photos or videos of your possessions in each room of your home. Step three, gather and make copies of important identifying and financial documents. Store them in the cloud or another secure location. These three actions can help you and your community be more resilient in the face of disaster. Be disaster ready by being insurance ready. Visit dfr.oregon.gov/prepare now to learn how. This message brought to you by the Oregon Division of Financial Regulation, the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hi, I'm Charlene, owner of American Industrial Door, and I'm on 106.7 KMED.
8:57 and change. We've got about a minute left in Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, which means Wheels Up Wednesday with Eric Peters tomorrow. Tom is in town. Tom, you wanted to talk about the traffic mafia in downtown with the cameras and so much more. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm surprised that people are surprised. I mean, the Medford City Council has demonstrated over and over again that they are the stupidest city council, not just maybe Oregon, maybe across the country, I don't know. And, of course, you know what this is all really all about. It's they take their wisdom from SoCan. And so this is all about global warming. You know, it's the slower you go on the cars and so forth, you're saving the planet.
And so it is up to us, though, to re-educate or reiterate and bring the power of the body politic in play here to say we don't want you paying attention to these particular regulations, these policies. We want a different policy here, which means, yeah, sometimes you got to change some stuff around. You got to say something about it, folks. I mean, yeah, calling me is great. Need to call them. It's the Bill Myers Show.
Looking for your next adventure? From the rugged Subaru Outback to the versatile Subaru Forester, Southern Oregon Subaru has the perfect vehicle for you. Plus, we're offering a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new Subarus.